USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Curious new reports coming out, though not confirmed by authorities yet, concerning the prop gun mishap on the set of the Alec Baldwin film Rust in New Mexico. Multiple sources linked to the movie production crew telling TMZ that the gun Alec Baldwin fired, accidentally killing Hania Hutchins, was previously used by crew members for actual target practice. Baldwin had reportedly been told the gun was safe before the scene started filming and no charges have been filed. Police in Santa Fe, New Mexico continue to investigate the shooting. The U.S. House Speaker says a deal is basically done when it comes to that human infrastructure package.
We just have some of the last decisions to be made.
Pelosi saying first they'll vote probably this week on the bipartisan infrastructure bill for roads and highways and such. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Inflation suddenly a big concern for the U.S. economy, and Treasury Chief Janet Yellen says as the White House pushes for passage of the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the big social spending package, Americans should realize that neither one of them will accelerate inflation.
Both of those are spending over 10 years, not in a single year. The rescue package did involve substantial spending this year.
She told CNN State of the Union that the inflation Americans are dealing with right now isn't something she expects to be a long-term problem, and she said those two bills will be huge boosts to the U.S. economy, if nothing else. The stage is now set for the World Series. It'll be Atlanta taking on the Houston Astros after the Braves defeated the Dodgers 4-2 last evening. The Braves are in the Fall Classic for the first time in 22 years, and the best-of-seven series starts with Game 1 on Tuesday night in Houston. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Better known of two lead singers over the years for Jay and the Americans, the 1960s pop group has passed away. Jay Black was 82. Born in Astoria, Queens, and growing up in Brooklyn, Black first sang solo in many upstate New York nightclubs, sometimes preceding his singing with a stand-up comedy routine. He was the second and more widely known Jay, who led the band Jay and the Americans. The first was Jay Traynor, who bailed on the group when it didn't do well after its first couple of releases. Black was originally named David Black, but agreed to legally change his name to Jay, as he took over the lead singing duty. And that's when the band began flourishing. This magic moment. The group split in 1973, but have gotten together in various forms over the years. Jay Black sometimes touring as Jay Black and The Voice. He passed away on Sunday, according to his family. The official cause of death, pneumonia, but they say he had been suffering from dementia. Again, singer Jay Black of Jay and the Americans has died. He was 82. And in the New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.